Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Gambling was something that I did.
This is Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble.
One of my bookies died at the kitchen table.
A podcast vehicle for Dan to talk about his love of gambling.
One bet, another bet, another bet.
Without doing the actual gambling.
You're a coward!
It's easy to have a scapegoat.
And now, joined by Bad Larry, Shay and Irving, and Dylan the Graphics Guy.
I have friends.
Here's Dan Patrick.
By the way, I did reach out to Shay last night. I said, hey, dinner maybe? And apparently wasn't a good night for me to come over to have dinner with you. Hi, Larry.
Hello, Dan. How you doing, buddy?
Good.
Shay, Dylan?
Yeah, hello.
Everyone, hello.
Okay. So I was going to go. Shay's been inviting me every Wednesday to go over to his house and then do his podcast, the Shay and Irving podcast. And my wife went to dinner with some friends, and then I thought, okay, I'll give you a heads up that I'm coming over. And then you said, not this week, Danny.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, the roommate did go out, which I had no idea about. I thought I was just eating leftovers for fun. But she was like, yeah, I'm going out with my girlfriends. Not a good week to show up, Danny. We got to go to Austria, so she's packing up the entire damn house. Shit's going crazy. It's a mess. Goddamn zoo.
Do you want to do this today?
I want to do anything but what I'm doing currently.
Currently at
my life.
Life?
Life, yeah.
Sure.
Not the show. The show's the best part of my life.
Anything
else. That's the problem, Danny. If this is the best part of my life, I'm fucked.
Just never leave this room. You're good.
Okay. Just grab yourself a White Claw.
Yeah.
And let's just
pinky up.
Yeah. And let's just sit back and just
let the good times roll.
Yeah. Let me recap here. Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble. Dylan plus 17. He won one unit last week. Larry at plus 7, he won 3 units last week. And Shay, I got you at plus 4, you won 1 unit last week?
2. Ray's fucking me in the ass again.
What happened, Ray?
He does that.
Big fan of that.
You said that I didn't give you the Vikings game, right?
Yeah.
I'm looking at it right now, and it's in green. So maybe I just didn't calculate it right. But
it's light blue on the sheet. I don't know what that means.
We got some printer issues.
Wait,
so that's
Tampa
why...
Bay, I won that too.
Light blue is
okay,
green.
That's what
that's
it was.
That's the one. It's Tampa Bay, not the Vikings.
That's my fault.
All right, so you're up 5 units?
Correct.
Shay?
Yeah, I won 2 last week. That freaking Catholic over cornholed me, Danny. They weren't even close. Awful. College basketball is a death wish.
By the way, Iowa, the gift that keeps on giving.
Amazing.
So good.
Shay? Are you jumping on now?
No,
you
the
believe?
Second I jump on it.
I know.
The second I jump
don't.
On it.
Please don't.
It's going to be like a 68-point game.
I know. And what was it, 22-0? And they had a kneel down inside the five.
3-0 at halftime. Just looking at the sitting there when it goes to halftime and looking at the screen being like, this is the best football game I've ever watched in my entire life.
Is this one of the best or worst Heisman races here? Right now, Bo Nix has a comfortable lead, according
that.
To DraftKings.
I think Jaden is it at LSU.
Michael Penix Jr. the third is second, then Jaden Daniels, then Marvin Harrison Jr. the third.
Jaden. I think Jaden should be way ahead of Bo Nix.
Jaden is pretty spectacular.
Yeah. Incredible. If they were, you know, undefeated, he would be the only person anybody's talking about on the Heisman.
Yeah.
He plays on a semi-shit team with Brian Kelly as his coach. To me, that means a whole lot more if you're succeeding with that asshole.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Fair.
Yeah. What?
Ray? I feel like Bo Nix is just super overrated. Like, he didn't do anything at Auburn.
No.
And then when was the last time Oregon had a bad statistical quarterback? Like, he's probably just a product of their system. Like, it's not that good.
I thought your job was just to produce, not to give us any real commentary.
Sorry,
analysis.
Now you're going to be giving us picks here
coming up.
Odds for the next NFL coach to be fired. Bill Belichick is the leader in the clubhouse right now. Matt Eberflus, Brandon Staley, Ron Rivera, Brian Daboll. Anybody want a piece of any of those odds?
Not touching it. There's no way Daboll or Belichick get fired. No way.
Okay. Relieved of their duties?
No
Does
chance.
Belichick get relieved?
Midseason? No way.
Okay. Nah.
No way.
Okay. I'd say Eberflus.
Yes, Marvin.
Does part ways count? When they say we mutually parted ways,
What did Gwyneth Paltrow call it? Decoupling?
No.
Right? Like a mutual decoupling?
No, it wasn't. It was not decoupling.
Disbanding?
No, it was like she said something
weird. It was really elegant. Like it sounded like it
Did I tell you I met her before?
No.
Yeah, I met Gwyneth Paltrow at the Ojai Valley Inn.
And what happened?
We hung out for a minute. I had a dog. Well, the roommate had a dog. It was like a Bichon Frise.
Yeah.
And,
of course.
I was walking the dog, and I was sitting on a parking bench.
Conscious
uncoupling. Yeah. That's fucking it.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm sitting on this bench with the dog, and it's this white fluffy dog. Looks like it, you know, came from a fucking movie. And the roommate goes into some spa shit or whatever, so I'm just waiting. And then fucking Gwyneth Paltrow walks out, and you can see her a mile away, Danny. Like a mile away, you can be like, holy shit. That's a good-looking woman. She's got good bone structure. And then she was like, can I pet your dog? I was like, yeah, no problem. Pet, 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 yada, yada, yada. I was like, cool, man, whatever. How the fuck are you? She was like, all right, good to see you. I was like, yeah, peace. That was it. Nah, I didn't ask her name. I didn't shake her fucking hand. I didn't ask for a picture. None of that shit. No.
A free vagina-scented candle.
No. It was during Reese Witherspoon's second marriage. She married some agent. So Robert Downey Jr. was there. What's Jerry Maguire, the old lady? Renee Zellweger was there.
Mm.
All these other fucking celebrities were all over the compound. It was pretty cool.
A lot of blondes.
Renee Zellweger looked fucking awful.
Really?
Oh, that's when she had like the Joker face from all the fucking
tilt.
Yeah. The lips were boom and the cheeks were boom. Yeah. Bad.
Yeah.
But Gwyneth.
Stapled together.
Yeah.
Smoke show.
Yeah. Okay. And she has nice skin too.
Beautiful. I'm not kidding. I was like, holy shit, she should be in a movie. Oh, that's Gwyneth Paltrow.
And she's a good kisser.
Hey-o.
Okay. Larry, how you doing? You still with us?
I'm good, yeah. I'm at a repass. 94-year-old legend Spring Lake died, so I took a little break from the repass. I'm sitting at a bar by myself in this shore club and ready to give my picks and then go back to the party.
Wait, it's a repassed?
Yeah, the celebration after the funeral.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
I feel like we've been over this with Larry before. You attend a lot of funerals.
A lot, yeah. Your friends are dying, Larry.
Yeah, and you're next.
The great thing about this is my friend's parents still. So, not my friends. But I'm here to support my friends.
You're your friend's parents.
Support your
liver. Yeah, I guess 94.
94.
That's a good. I'd sign up for 94 right now.
Yeah
94.
So, yeah. I'm the only one on this call who won't. I'm 100.
No, you're not.
Never going to happen. Larry, I can't wait to collect that debt from your family.
Yes. You don't even want to be a... Yeah.
I can't wait.
Your wife has to pay up.
Yeah. I'll be at the fucking wake saying, hey.
Yeah.
Where do you think you're going?
I'm
going
to be at the repass.
When they're celebrating because you...
Say, we've had this conversation before. You're invited to the wake, but you won't be around. I'm sorry, my man.
There we go.
Okay.
That's two things can be true.
The over-under, I think we said it's 77. or 78.
Under.
Yeah, I think yeah. that's.
Oh, it's such an over. It's just a joke. It's an over.
I'll give you a decade from now.
The blood work came back perfect.
I want to talk to your doctor. I want to talk. Will they go to school? Fucking Puerto Rico?
Yeah. Okay, recapping. Anything you want to recap there, Dill, since you're leading?
Obviously, Iowa Rutgers under 28.5. That was the lock of the century. Washington, Utah, that was a brutal, brutalest beat in a while.
That was tough.
Yeah.
That was the touchdown that should have been.
Yeah.
That's what got you.
Yeah. They cover.
That was tough.
You looked like Utah was going to win that game early, too.
And then you have the future bet Arizona to win the title.
Yeah. That looks good. And then I got hosed in NFL except for Jets Raiders under.
Let's see. Bad Larry, you got anything you want to recap from last week?
No, the teaser was easy. I split in college and split in pros just because I lost that Rutgers bet. I bet the over in a Rutgers game. I figured Shiana would get one pick six or one. Get a fucking point there, Shiana. Nothing else to recap. Plus 3 for the week is good.
10-point teaser. You had Bama, Georgia, and Florida State in the
I needed the points in the Florida State game, right?
Yeah, you did. How about you, Shea? Anything you want to recap?
Yeah, South Bama cornholed me once again, covering the entire game except the second half of the fourth quarter. That was really embarrassing and sad. And college basketball has got my number once again. I lose pretty much every bet I make in the NCAA basketball.
We only had one bet.
Yeah, 2 units, Danny. That's the first time I've done 2 units in what, 2 months?
Dude, I don't tangle with those point totals in college basketball.
Bullshit.
I have no idea.
Yeah, you
idea.
Had the over with St. Mary's and University of New Mexico.
Two great offenses, and here we go. Every time I try and break a game down, Danny.
It doesn't work.
I fucking lose. Every time.
What was the game that you broke down earlier this year?
University of New Mexico, Diego Pavia.
Yes.
Who, by the way, is having a great fucking year after week one. He looks incredible.
He could thank you for that.
But didn't he have some controversy?
He fell apart against UMass,
no,
Danny.
No, no,
that's
talking,
the controversy.
No, didn't he have something where he was urinating on?
Whoa.
New Mexico.
Speculation. Danny, there's
was
no
there
conviction.
Was there something where he urinated on the mascot of the logo
Listen,
of the school he was playing?
Who again? Hasn't pissed in public, right?
Ask
Albert Bell. We all have to pee in public.
And
Ray,
at the 50-yard
Ray, what's the story with the New Mexico quarterback?
So, New Mexico State quarterback Diego Pavia accused of urinating on rival New Mexico's logo.
Okay.
Hell yeah. Fuck that Lobo.
That's just an interstate rivalry.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Welcome to the ABQ, bitch.
That's just some hijinks. There is what that is.
It's called competitive advantage.
All right. Dill, you lead us off.
All righty, Dan. To everyone's surprise, 3 units, Illinois, Iowa, under 30.5.
30.5.
That's a big total
I'm thinking that's – I would add it like at 27.
I know. Well, Illinois can actually score a little bit, but I don't know. I mean, there's no – you can't jump the ship yet.
Okay.
App State money line against JMU plus 275. They're going to be devastated.
About the playoff?
They get nothing.
JMU favored by 9.
No rankings either.
No, nothing.
Right.
They get nothing,
right.
And they're going to lose to App State.
All right.
I'm going Notre Dame minus 24.5 against Wake Forest. Sam Hartman going back to the old stomping grounds. I think they'll put up some points.
All right.
In what is ultimately a meaningless game for both of them.
All right.
And then Washington plus 2.5 against Oregon State. Mm. This is funky. It stinks
it
to
stinks,
high heaven.
100%.
Why are they underdogs?
Doesn't make sense.
Oregon State does cover the spread like a machine, but
Oregon State's good.
Is it in Corvallis?
Yeah.
I believe so.
That's why. Yeah. That's why. Yeah. It's fucking tough to play there, dude.
So it's basically a pick 'em. It should be a pick 'em. Take that
Oregon
out.
Oregon State's like 8-2.
Yeah.
They're not a bad team.
I don't,
but they lost to Wazoo, didn't they?
Yes.
I think so.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah.
I'm pretty
sure I
lost that bet. Actually.
I think this is just a trappy one. Either way you look at it, I feel like Washington kind of ends up giving it to them.
All right.
Oh, yeah, brother.
Brother. NFL.
How's that White Claw?
Tastes great, Danny.
These are just delightful, Dan.
You have to have an advanced palate to enjoy the black cherry, Danny.
Is there a soft seltzer? Because I know there's a hard seltzer. I'm just curious if there's soft seltzer.
Sounds like a product idea from you, Danny.
Yeah,
some soft seltzers out there.
Soft seltzer. I still wouldn't drink it. Okay.
There's about 7 combined felonies drinking White Claws in here, Dan.
Because I'm a man. All right, here we go. What else? NFL.
NFL. So tonight, Bengals, Ravens. I'm going Mark Andrews, my guy, first touchdown scorer, plus 850.
Oh, no.
Tight ends, prime time.
All right.
They deliver.
Six touchdowns this year for him.
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go.
Dolphins minus 13.5 against the Raiders. I think the whole like Raiders rah-rah thing dies this week, and the Dolphins love beating the shit out of bad teams. That's pretty much all they can do.
Okay.
Seahawks minus 1 against the Rams. I have no reason not to bet that. I don't know even why it's only 1. Okay. Panthers plus 10.5 against the Cowboys.
Wow. Now, Steve Smith said that CeeDee Lamb's not an elite receiver.
Yeah, that's dumb.
I'm so sick of this shit, Danny. This is so corny.
Like, what is Steve Smith doing?
He's got 975 yards this year, 4 touchdowns. He's in the top fucking 3 of both categories. What are we fucking talking
about? But two of those, all of that is from, like, 2 games.
No, it ain't. He had a bad fucking first week or two. That's it. And Dak had a bad first week or two, actually.
He's had at least 10 receptions and at least 100 yards in 3 straight games. So
come on.
So from 3 games.
Yeah.
So in favor, and to be fair to Steve Smith, he said this before this 3-game stretch, but CeeDee Lamb's just disproving him right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he didn't say this motivation. In the midst of it.
CeeDee Lamb, he's got the whole package. Yes. Like he looks like
a star. Did you see his catch? Did you see his catch last week, the one-handed left-hander? Did you see that shit? Yeah. Fuck out of here.
He looks kind of slow on TV, though.
There
I don't know what it is.
Right. You got another bet?
Oh, am I not allowed to make observations
you can,
now?
You can, but it's...
I mean, what would you look like on TV?
I'd look really fucking slow.
No, we would, see you on TV.
I would be slow.
Fucking asshole.
Okay, great.
And then...
The sooner I get Shea out of here, the better for all of us, because he's got some stuff to deal with.
Things.
Yeah.
And happenings.
International flights.
Yes.
Ooh. Yeah.
International incident.
With kids. Danny.
I know.
3 daughters on a plane to Europe.
Probably the worst person to ever be in Austria, I would guess.
What do you mean? The homeland.
Vikings plus 2.5 against the
Broncos. Thank you, Dylan. Thank you. Vikings plus 2.5.
Oh, and I have a parlay
of course you do.
All unders. Iowa, Illinois under 30.5.
Yep.
Giants and Commanders under 37. And Titans and Jags under 40, plus 595.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and 2-Door Cinema Club.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right. Okay. We bring in Bad Larry, who joins us from a funeral.
Yes. I didn't hear the Bengals line, but I want the Bengals plus 3 or 3.5 against the Ravens.
And it's Bengals.
Bengals.
All right.
Is it 3.5?
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
thank you.
Yeah.
Browns minus 1 against the Steelers.
Okay.
Chargers minus 3 against the Packers.
Shit.
I want over 47 in the Bears-Lions game.
Okay.
Vikings plus 2.5 against the Broncos. Okay. And the Chiefs minus the 3 against the Eagles. I think that's Monday night.
You've got all of the lines correct today.
Ayo.
Yeah, congratulations.
I did them this morning instead of last night. That's the difference.
Okay.
I guess.
Any college football?
They're one unit each, and then I got one unit on 1-6 college games. Okay. Duke minus the 3.5 against Virginia. Mm-hmm. Michigan minus 19 against Maryland. Okay. Louisville and a pick'em against Miami.
Louisville's getting one.
Woo.
Getting one, okay. Another bonus. Thank you, Dana.
You're welcome.
Penn State minus the 20.5 against Rutgers.
Okay.
Georgia Southern minus 6 against Dylan's ODU.
Oh.
That's mine.
And Kansas State minus the 8 against Kansas.
Okay.
I want to add one game, and then I want to say goodbye to you guys and hang up because I got people waiting for me in there.
They're all dead, Larry.
You don't throw these repasses to the midterm. You go for the living.
Okay.
I want to add JMU. Is game day going to be it?
Yeah.
In Harrisonburg? Game day's going to Harrisonburg. I want one unit on JMU minus -9 against Appalachian State.
Wow.
What's the line?
It's 9. I think I saw 9 this morning.
It's 8 now, so you're welcome.
It's 8 now?
Some money coming in App State.
Right side of that bet, Larry.
Yeah. Fucking all right, Larry, tell everybody we said hello.
The out that I took him is going to go down to about 7.
All right, Larry.
Can I get off?
Yeah, yeah.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
I mean, I prefer you didn't do it now.
Hey-o.
Plus, my beer's empty.
Okay.
You guys, good luck. We'll
see you. Okay.
Later.
All right.
Bye-bye. Thanks,
that's Bad Larry. Bad Larry joining us from another funeral. Shay?
Yeah, I'll make it quick and easy, Danny. Boston College plus 3 against Pitt.
Yep.
And then I got that same game under, 45.5?
Yeah.
47 when I hit it.
When you sent it to me, I looked it up, and it's 45.5. I knew you were going to say something, but.
Fuck me.
Sorry.
45.5.
I have a feeling that's going to be a important point.
Yeah,
and a half.
46.
I really hope it
total.
Is.
Son of a bitch. I'll take it anyway, but this is under duress.
I'll get as a man of sport, I'll give Shay the 47.
No, that's not the way you do it. There's no official title, man of sport.
Well, no, it's unofficial.
No, we're not doing that.
All right, fine.
Because he's in a bad mood and he's going with his wife and kids to Austria.
If giving him a point and a half makes this miserable
man feel a little bit better. No, it won't. It won't.
Temporarily.
He's not asking for it.
All right.
No, it's my show. And the answer is no.
Since when are we trying to make people feel good about themselves?
Wow. Look at what I'm going through.
We're turning over a new leaf here.
It's called being mighty Christian of you, Danny. Thank you so much.
You're not getting it. I think if I would have gotten dinner last night, then maybe
I'd
feel a little closer to you.
Wait, I would actually like to say something about
that. Sit the house
too.
Alone
why
with the kids.
I didn't, I would have brought food over.
You and me are going to take care of 3 daughters,
yes.
Danny? Oh, fuck out of here. I can't do that shit. Oh, come on, Danny.
I have
that was
three
a long
daughters.
Time ago.
Oh, what's changed?
A whole lot. The generational. They got iPads now. They got fucking TV.
Yeah,
got
that's
Disney
good.
Plus.
They're doing stuff. You don't have to watch them.
But the baby's the violent one. Did I tell you what happened to the fucking baby the other day? 11 stitches in her mouth, Danny.
What?
11 stitches in her fucking mouth. 2.5-year-old. I got her this stupid pony. This like a pony unicorn where they ride it and they fucking push and they ride it and they ride it. And the two girls ahead of them had it and it was never an issue. This fucking baby, this danger baby, takes the fucking unicorn down the stairs. Just straight down the stairs. I'm at work. The roommate's there. And she's like, what the fuck? What the fuck? She hits her face on the handle and then on the terracotta. So they cut her once and they cut her inside. Bam, 11 stitches. And guess who fucking fixed it? The best goddamn plastic surgeon in Fairfield County, which fucked me big time. Man does not take insurance, Danny.
Ooh, what did that run?
$1,800.
Yeah.
It was a 10-minute operation. Brutal.
But it's worth it for your daughter.
Well, the roommate was like, she's a girl. We have to fix
yes,
it now.
You do.
She was like, if this is a dude, I wouldn't care. And I was like, that's so fucking sexist.
Rip his teeth out. Who gives a shit?
I broke my nose when I was younger, and my mom took me to the emergency room. And then she said, Oh, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
They didn't even fix it.
Same. I got my nose broken. Yeah. I don't know how many times. Like, that thing is just fucking.
Yes.
That and extracurriculars.
Other things.
It's called a cultural exchange between the United States and Mexico.
You're very deviated septum.
Hey-o.
Okay. All right.
Wait, actually, Dan, really quick, though. I would like to point out, you were only willing to go to Shay's last night because you said that your wife was going out to dinner.
Oh, yeah.
So it seemed like a little bit of like a you know, all right, I've got nothing else to do. I guess I'll go.
Yes.
So you just,
I could have made us like chorizo and eggs.
I would have come over. I text you.
You did, yeah.
So who cares what the reason why I'm going over or not going over?
Who cares what the motivation is? Fair.
I would care.
I was going over for the entertainment value.
Oh, God.
Not necessarily the food, but the entertainment.
You've seen the baby with her face sewn up. God, fucking nightmare, dude.
Yeah, I know. What else do you have?
I don't know.
Do you even care anymore?
I don't know where I am, Danny. Okay. I don't care about anything.
Do you want me to read your picks?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
I'm going to take a break.
So you got Boston College plus +3 against Pitt. You got the over-under, it's 45.5. You got the under. Colorado Wazoo under 63.
Should be 64.
Texas State minus -3.5 against Arkansas State.
All day.
Messy State.
Yep. Mississippi State.
Mississippi State.
Old Bulldogs.
Minus -14 against Southern Miss.
All day.
NFL picks for Shea. Chargers minus -3 against Packers. Kansas City minus -3 against the Eagles. And Arizona plus +5 against the Texans.
Yes.
That's it.
That's it, Danny. Oh. Doing good again.
What? Why are you annoying today?
I didn't take my Adderall today.
Okay. You're extra annoying today.
Eric said the same thing.
What do you want?
I have a couple Formula One picks. It's in Vegas this weekend.
Jesus, okay, fuck.
Go ahead.
Go
ahead.
All right, fine.
Fucking Charles, communist.
No.
Charles Leclerc and Lando Norris.
Podium. Of course. Sergio Perez, fastest lap.
Hey, it's been hitting.
All right.
Parlay with a couple NFL games, Dan. Nice little payday.
All right. That's it. Shea and Irving's pie. Are you?
You guys are mean
today.
I'll
be in Europe, Danny. I'll be in Europe.
But we could have done it last night.
We could have, yeah, but I fucked that up, clearly.
But I could have.
You could have. You asked to.
I did.
Really kind.
I did.
So I'm going to be in Austria next Thursday for this show.
Yeah.
So that'll be 6 p.m. there.
So, actually, we were thinking about recording earlier because we're not here on Thursday.
So, why not record on Wednesday. It's Thanksgiving.
So, we could do Tuesday,
shit.
Wednesday.
It's a roommate's birthday, too, Danny. God damn it.
You're welcome.
You got to get her something.
I got her a trip to fucking Austria, Danny.
Yeah, but you're going with her.
I know.
Why don't we
help her.
Why don't we do the show from Austria? Take a little field trip.
What is wrong with you today?
I'm just spitballing.
He's an idea man, Danny. Yeah.
You throw enough shit at the wall, Dan, maybe it sticks.
Let me throw you against the wall. See if it's
I won't stick. I'm too heavy.
I can't lift you to throw you.
Shit.
Okay, what? No, we're going to do Wednesday.
Wednesday?
Sure.
I guess we can try.
Okay. Either one, I'm open.
All right, maybe we have to do Tuesday.
That's fine.
I think, either way, it works.
Okay, all right. Thanks for joining us for this podcast. I hope we entertained you.
Hold on, DP.
What?
I have one more thing. I just like messing with you. I'm sorry. I don't have anything.
Good luck to everybody.
Thank you, Dan.
And, thanks, Danny.
Yeah, and have a happy Thanksgiving. Safe travels. Dan Patrick takes it now.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.